I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So RJ is back in studio, so is Sean. And Sean, when I was out a couple of weeks ago, you guys unfortunately were not able to play high-low, so y'all create a game.
Did the boss guilt you over it like I thought he would?
He didn't talk to me personally about it, but trust me, I heard the buzz.
Yeah.
That apparently I was supposed to have high-low set up for a part-time
board. He's like, Troy, I know that your uncle passed away, but I really wish you would have thought about this game ahead of time.
Sean Sharif.
Like, Troy, I know that you had this death in the family, but you should have been focusing on this game first.
I didn't say that. But in any case, you guys came up with a game called Name That Jock, and I heard it was terrible. So I actually went back and listened to the podcast, and I was quite surprised when it was called Name That Jock, and the first subject was Hollywood Hotties.
And I love it. And I'm like, Roy, I thought it was Name That Jock.
Whoa, it's just a name.
It's just a name out there.
It's just a name, guys.
Number one wideouts, Michael Gallup. Well, Roy, I thought that.
Right, number one. It was undisputable number one wideout. So what it was, Juju Smith. And we're like,
we got a fantasy football fight.
Yeah, that's not undisputed.
But here's the thing. I looked through the muck of it, and I looked through the problems. It's like I found an old Ford sitting in a graveyard. I was like, you know what? It's got
some foundation.
It's got something that could be worked on. So I made little tweaks, little adjustments, and we are right now going to play Name That Jock.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that
Jock.
Thank you. Already it's better.
Yeah.
Count Basie's orchestra in the background.
I heard the first time they said Name That Tune, I'm like, wait, that doesn't make sense. All right, so this is how Name That Jock will work between you two gentlemen. I have a clip of a famous athlete. You guys will wager back and forth how many seconds it will take you to name that person. If you win the wager, you get to make your guess for 2 points.
Okay.
If you miss, then your opponent gets to hear the entire clip.
Ooh.
And steal it for 1 point.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, I like this. This little changeup.
All right.
Oh, baby.
We couldn't figure this out on our own.
I know, we couldn't. All right, Troy.
So that's how we're going to play Name That Jock, all right? And Sean, you will start the wagering on the first one this morning. That is crying athlete.
Crying athlete?
Yes.
I can name that crying athlete in 8 seconds.
RJ Choppy.
I can name it in 6.
Do it. Dang.
RJ Choppy, name that jock.
A kid from Englewood. Got something positive going on. This shoe is great.
Ooh. I'm going to get the whole clip to hear after you miss.
Kid from Englewood.
This is for 2 points.
Kawhi Leonard.
You think Kawhi showed emotion crying?
He might have.
Not a chance. For 1 point.
Kawhi Leonard.
Sean, crying athlete.
A kid from Englewood. Got something positive going on. This shoe is great. This is great, but I can't explain this.
This shoe. What guy just got a shoe? Let me guess. I know Clay's got a cool newspaper shoe. I'll guess
out.
Paul George.
Not PG. The crying athlete we're looking for is Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose crying at the Adidas shoe unveiling. Man. A couple of years back.
A couple years back.
I thought it was Chicago. Then. Englewood. Isn't that California?
All right. So there it is.
Always up to no good.
0-0 for you two guys. We move on.
This was also a problem the last time we played. We didn't get one right.
No, we didn't.
Well, we'll see what happens here. MLB first baseman.
Oh.
A current MLB first baseman.
Current.
RJ Choppy, you start the bidding and name that jock.
I could do it in 8 seconds, Gene.
I can name that first baseman in 7.
Oh.
Go ahead, Mr. Baseball. You can trump me.
I can do it in 6-5.
No.
Six flat.
Go.
6 seconds. Name that jock.
I really like walking around and seeing like someone wearing like my jersey t-shirt or something and like going to say hi to them.
Yeah. I like the cutoff after that first word.
Anthony Rizzo.
Yes!
Oh!
Someone's on the board!
Oh, damn. Wow. I can pick up that South Florida Yankee accent.
Wow.
Woo! Okay. That is a 2-point play right there. Whoa. For RJ Choppy.
Oh, I'll go 1 second the rest of the game now.
Oh. Let's continue and name that jock on 105.3 The Fan. Sean, it's your turn to wager on 90s boxer. Now, while this person did have some fights in the 2000s, he is known for what he did in the 90s.
Okay. I can name that 90s boxer in 9 seconds.
It's a 10-second clip.
I'm going to have to just kind of get you down here. I can do it in 8.
I'll name that 90s boxer in 6 seconds.
Yeah, do it.
Name that jock.
Good fight. I said those two make a good fight because they both got unusual styles.
Oh, yeah. Lennox Lewis.
That is Lennox Lewis.
Oh, that was God. I mean.
That was a cake right
now. It was cross between him and Frank Bruno is the only two British boxers I know of.
Wow, we have a great game. We're in the halfway point of Name That Jock on 105.3 The Fan, and we are tied. It is now your turn, RJ Choppy, in the wagering of food named athletes.
Ooh.
I can name it in 9 seconds, Gene.
I can name that food named athlete in 7.
Oh. Do it.
Name that jock.
I've been in the playoffs before. Know the grind and the mentality that you have to have going into it. Hopefully some guys can.
Oh my gosh. I have no idea.
No guess?
I'll guess. Buster Posey.
What's the food?
Oh!
You know, when I have a cheeseburger, I love a side of Posey with it. It's really good.
There's no food.
RJ, name that food athlete. You get the entire clip for 1 point.
I've been in the playoffs before. Know the grind and the mentality that you have to have going into it. Hopefully some guys can ask me some advice and lean on me in that way.
For 1 point to take the lead.
Well, since he said playoffs, it's certainly not Mike Trout.
Shot.
Let's go with
TikTok.
Cesar Hernandez.
Who was it?
It's not the Caesar salad Hernandez.
It sounded like Tiger Woods.
No, it was Coco Crisp. Coco Crisp.
Oh my gosh.
Who we are looking for.
All right.
Two more left in Name That Jock, and we are still tied 2-2. Sean, you get to start first in the wagering of 30,000 something quarterbacks. This is a quarterback that has thrown 30,000 plus yards.
I can name that quarterback in 6 seconds.
Oh, 5.
Whoa.
4.
Oh, whoa. Baby. Holy cow. Do it.
Name that jock.
I feel like I'm in an extremely unique atmosphere every day. You know?
Feel like I'm in an extremely unique atmosphere every day. I don't.
Time running out.
Matt Ryan. You know it?
RJ, you get the entire clip. 30,000 something quarterback.
I feel like I'm in an extremely unique atmosphere every day. You know, I'm around, 50 to 60 guys from all different walks of life, all different parts of really the United States and shoot on our team, the world.
I have no idea.
You didn't say current, did you? You just said in general.
30,000.
30,000 something quarterback.
Kurt Warner?
No. It is not Kurt Warner. It's the man that has thrown about 38,000 something yards. That would be Matthew Stafford is who we were looking for.
Which, by the way, Golden Tate said the best quarterback he's ever played with was Matthew Stafford, not Russell Wilson.
Well, really?
Well, also, Golden Tate's a douche.
All right, here we go. Walk-off.
We are tied. There's already been one walk-off in the Metroplex for my son yesterday in the World Series. Who will get it today in Name That Jock? RJ, your turn to wager in long-haired icons.
Long hair, don't care. 8 seconds, I can name that jock.
I can name that long-haired icon in six.
Oh, I want to see you name. I'm gonna put the game in Shan's hands.
Small hands.
Name that jock.
You got to tell me how you don't care about children, right? Mm. So, for me, children was a no-brainer. The question was...
It's for the win. Ah! If not, RJ will have a chance for the win.
For me, children was a no-brainer. Y'all guess. You know it?
Yeah.
Jared Weaver. Who is it?
It is not. RJ, you get the entire clip.
All right.
For the walk-off win and Name That Jock.
You got to tell me how you don't care about children, right? So... For me, children was a no-brainer. The question was, how do you help a child? We clothe over 3,000 children a year.
You're going to kick yourself.
Andre Agassi.
Oh, yeah!
Andre, I was thinking of Bald Andre.
Oh, Bald Andre.
I forgot images, everything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.